Hey, Shockers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, as the Shockers are getting set for the 10th anniversary season, which begins on April 4th. It's coming up soon. We're joined by Shockers manager, Joe Arold. Skip, thanks for taking the time. So excited to have you back in Biloxi this year.
Glad to be here, man. Good to be here talking to you and on the right side of the dirt.
How exciting has it been as you get late into camp to get the minor league spring training games going, getting to see the guys a little more? And as we talked about last year, the guys playing against teams that are wearing another uniform.
Just to be able to work on things, seeing guys, you know, the young bucks going over there to big league camp, getting some experience with the big guns and game action. And now, you know, these last couple of weeks are huge for us, just prepping for the season, getting guys ready, making sure our pitch counts, you know, are up and position players are playing multiple positions and just getting locked in.
You talk about guys going up to the big league side, and we've seen a number of former Shuckers doing things on the big league side. How much does it help their development to be able to face some of that big league pitching or at least be in a big league spring training stadium prior to the season?
It's huge. I remember back in the day when I played, just being in the same clubhouse with those guys, being in the dugout, talking to, you know, guys that have been around in the big leagues a long time and having that experience in game and realizing, hey, you know, hey, I deserve to be here. I can do it. So it's good for these guys.
What was it like for you working on the big league side and getting a chance to work around Pat Murphy and that staff?
Incredible. I mean, Murph, being around him last few years, I mean, how he does things, how he delegates with his staff and just empowers people to go out there and do their job and get players better. It was a great experience to be there and be back in action.
How much does that help you carrying it down to the AA side with your coaching staff?
It definitely does. I mean, seeing how he runs his club and treats his staff, talks to players, all the little things, just basically for me, taking notes and, you know, trying to like improve and getting better.
How about that spring breakout game? It seems like every guy who came in had some connections to the Shuckers, whether they were a former Shucker or potentially a future Shucker here in 2025. What was it like for them to get that experience of playing on national television in that spring breakout game?
Always a good thing. I mean, the guys we have, our scouts have done a great job. Our amateur guys, our international guys, we got a bunch of dudes coming in the door. You know, you look at Made, you know, the young bucks that are in that game, and then also the guys that have been around and, you know, Wilkin and the guys playing in that game. It was great to see him on there on TV.
One of the big names throughout camp has been Craig Yoho, who's with the Shuckers last year. How crazy is it for you to see him last year where he was at coming into Biloxi and now on the cusp of potentially making the big league roster out of camp?
He just gets outs, man. He's been dominating from the day he got in the door. Just, you know, mixes his pitches well and like I said, dominates.
This has been a thing throughout your career. You've seen a number of really good players in the minor league level go on and have success at the big league level. Does it ever get old seeing them have success at the big league level?
Nah, love it. You got to love it. Seeing the guys, seeing them from day one coming in the door, seeing what they had to do to develop into those guys is, you know, it's an exciting time. And, of course, guys like a guy like Churio comes in the door, you're like, whoa. You know, of course, fine-tuning his craft going through the minors, but just – helium wash shot through the minors like, you know, so fast. But it's awesome to see those guys have success at the highest level.
Speaking of a guy like Churio, you had him for, what, 3 weeks in Appleton? Is it still crazy to see him go out there and do his thing at the big league level and he's just 21 years old?
For what he did in that short period of time, one of the first games, it was a 3-0 count. The guy was throwing over 100 miles an hour, and he hit a bomb with ease over 100 miles an hour pitch, and I was just like, whoa. I mean, at 18 years old, whatever he was that year. So it was like he was special from day one coming in.
How about some of those guys who potentially are going to be special in the Shuckers this year? Guys like Luis Lora, Cooper Pratt. How have they impressed you here in camp?
They just get it done. I mean, I've been around those guys spring training with Pratt last year, you know, watching him, seeing him at the end of the season last year, playoffs, hitting it on the train tracks in Montgomery. And Lara, I've been around, managed him in Wisconsin as well. But we've got some guys.
Is there anybody else who's impressed in a big-time way? I know guys like Will Childers have added a couple of MPHs to their fastball. Is there any guys that you're real excited to see what happens come regular season time?
There's a lot of them on the pitching side. I mean, coming in, you mentioned it, Will Childers going out there on the mound, pumping 98. I mean, he's got the stuff. Not only that, I mean, you just watch him, the makeup for Childers. I mean, he's got that big league attitude. But a lot of our pitchers came in, our pitching coordinator, Nick Childs, and our new pitching coordinator assistant, Will Shearholtz. They've done a great job. They keep in touch with our guys in the offseason. And a lot of the arms that when they came into spring training, they're ready to go. I mean, the velos are up. The stuff is up. Arsenals, it's been a real fun spring.
I know we talked before you came to spring training. You were talking about how excited you were. It was going to be around this staff. Now, almost at the end of camp, how excited are you to be around this staff for 138 games this season?
It's going to be a blast. I mean, pitching, infield, outfield, all these guys, the experience we have on this staff, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, getting to know these guys, Kevin Martyr and Lipka, you know, I've known the rest of the staff for a while, but getting to know these guys, that they're really good at what they do.
What are you most excited about come opening day in Pensacola?
Hearing the umpire say play ball.
There we go. Skip, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.